Volleyball coming up tonight. Mercer Prentice sectional semifinal from the Mercer gym, and we just talked with head coach of the Mercer Tigers, Robin Shineman. We got head coach of the Prentice Lady Bucks, Mike Murphy, joining us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I mentioned to Coach Shineman over there, I said the number one distraction for a coach in high school sports is homecoming, but a close 1A has to be Halloween, right?
Well, the girls were hoping they could trick-or-treat for a little while before they got on the bus to drive up to Mercer.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Shineman said, too. She said, I'm trying to prevent that sugar nap about the second or third game if they had too much candy early. They got to be careful of that, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, I thought yesterday in practice how much they're allowed to eat today or not.
Yeah, they... Halloween's always a fun day, but it can be a distraction. Let's talk about your season there, Coach. You've you had another tremendous season on the heels of a state appearance last year. So expectations going into this year, I'm sure, for your girls, very high.
Expectations are very high, Joel. Absolutely. I kind of thought we would have a little better record right now than we did, but look at our team, three freshmen on the court at any given time. And it took a while to get the chemistry back together and to get the flow and to calm the nerves and get those freshmen playing to their potential. And I think we're hitting our peak right when we need to.
Yeah, so you had a little rollover from last year, so that is an obvious transition, right? Because anytime you're coming in as a young player or even as a sophomore who hasn't played much varsity, there's going to be a little bit of a period of transition there, right?
Well, absolutely. And then with the expectation of we're a state caliber team last year, you know, you put a lot of weight on any of the girls, even the juniors that became seniors this year. The weight is there to succeed and to meet the expectations of what they did last year.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about some of the leaders on your team that have stepped forward, maybe a few of your seniors also that have led the way for you for another nice year for you.
Well, I tell you what, Abby Schutz, one of my seniors, rolled her ankle in practice a couple weeks ago, and I thought she was out for the season. And just her steadiness on the court has been a key factor for us this year, and I was really concerned. But her ankle is the prettiest purple you've ever seen right now, but she fought through it, and she's back on the court just within a few days. And I can't believe how tough she is. And, of course, Callie Hakenen, who's been a four-year starter, is carried the weight of this team and kind of relishes the challenge of, you know, put it on my back, let's go. And, of course, we moved Emma Detmering to libero this year, and she's the best defender we have on the team. It was an easy transition for me. She didn't like it at first, but she really bought in, and she's really succeeded at the libero position for us. And we moved Aaliyah Murphy from middle blocker to setter, which is kind of absurd to have a middle blocker go to a setter, but she really took the challenge and she's been doing really well for us. So those seniors have stepped up and they know what success means and they want to bring it back to Prentice like we did last year.
Talk about more about that. I love that libero position. It's kind of like the point guard in basketball, and it takes such a talent to be the libero, not only physical talent, but got to be smart too, because you're reading a lot of stuff out there as the libero, right?
Emma reads really, really well. She digs balls that amaze everybody, let alone me. She was an outside hitter last year, loved doing that. And when I mentioned libero, there was a little bit of pushback, and her mom even said to me that she wasn't going to like that. And I said, you know what, Jane, she's the best defender we have on the team. And she does. She's all over the court. She makes plays that are astronomical. And just that one point or one dig sometimes is the difference between, you know, winning a set because your team is now jazzed and the other team is demoralized. And it's a huge save for us this year.
Yeah. Talk about your tournament run, Coach. You had a little stumble in that first game in the regional final, but the girls came back after that. So is the team, would you consider the team peaking right now, or where are you guys at?
Well, that goes back to Abby being hurt. You know, we were scrambling around trying to come up with a lineup that was going to help us, and putting a couple freshmen into different positions really confused the whole team. Abby's back on the court. We're back to where we should be playing, and I really like our win Saturday night. You know, even though we stumbled a little bit, we still came out in the second set strong and really put the whole match away.
Well, the trio of Phillips, Mercer, Prentice, great rivalry games between all those. You know Mercer, you see them in tournaments, you saw them earlier in the year. Is it pretty much a given what you're going to see from them? And talk about maybe some things that they do well that you know you're challenged by.
Well, they place balls really well. There may not be big, strong power outside hitting that we've seen from other teams, but if they're not swinging away, they really find the court or find the floor well just by chip shots and rolls. We have to defend that. We have to serve them tough. If we can do those things well tonight, I think we have a good shot at it. Yeah, we've played a close match against them back in August head-to-head, and we beat them, but I know Robin's a great coach, and she's going to have them very well prepared tonight.
The slow, I don't know if we'll call it a slow, but the popularity of volleyball Olympics always helps with that too. But the popularity of volleyball just continues, I think, every few years to kind of step up a little bit. Do you see that in the excitement of the girls and when you go and play in summer leagues and stuff like that and the participation numbers? Do you see that increase also, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. You know, now that you can turn the TV on and watch the Badgers almost any given time they're playing on TV, and the Big Ten as a whole, as examples, you know, before in volleyball, there wasn't really a somebody to go watch, you know. In basketball and football and baseball and other sports, there is always your hero that you can get on TV and watch them play and watch how they play the game. And, you know, me being a younger man watching Michael Jordan play, you know, that's what you want to emulate. And there hasn't been that in volleyball, but with it getting TV time now, and the popularity has just exploded over the last 10 years, I would say even more. Now you can watch the Lauren Carlinis and the like I said, the Badgers play and other schools even. One of my girls is a big fan of Tennessee. How does she become a Tennessee volleyball fan? I don't know, but she loves watching it. So, you know, great. If they're watching it, you know, I like watching it because I learn as a coach what the announcers are saying, what other coaches are saying. And with Karch Karai being the women's coach, you know, I've been to coaching clinics with him, and he just took over the men's USA program. So the sport is just exploded in popularity. It's always been kind of almost a cult following since it hasn't been on TV, and it's been such a unique sport that hasn't gotten much outside popularity except the players, but I really think it's growing, and I love watching it all the time.
And not just watching it, but the excitement, the atmosphere that's created, and now the want and desire of people to want to be there. I got to get to the field house and see the Badgers play, because the atmosphere is just raucous. It's fun.
Well, absolutely. And I took my daughter a couple years ago to the national championship when it was in Columbus. And you want to talk about electric atmosphere. You know, the people sitting next to me were fans of the other team. It wasn't like you know, going to Madison, you're going to have 90% of the fans are watching the Badgers, and there may be some out-of-towners, but going to that national championship, that was electric. It was exciting as heck to watch the Badgers play there. The fans, you know, it was the Final Four, so we got to watch. There was fans from all four teams, and it was just, I can hardly describe it. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, talk about playing at Mercer tonight. That's a small gym. There's going to be a lot of Prentice fans there too, but that's going to be a raucous crowd tonight there in Mercer, isn't it?
Well, we did it a couple of years ago, and my middle blocker broke her collarbone at homecoming. You talked about homecoming earlier in this. So we were short one of our star players, and we made a freshman step in as a middle blocker, and we lost that match in five sets. And you know, it's electric. It's going to be packed. It's a small gym. We know what to expect, especially my seniors. They know exactly what to expect, and it's just getting the freshmen focused on, you know, making their good serves and playing well and kind of block out the noise. And if we can do that, I think we have a good shot.
Yeah. Talk about who helps you there, Coach. Every good program has several assistants helping out. So who helps you there, Coach?
Well, my assistant, Amy Parisi, has been key for me the last couple of years, especially with that state run last year, because she'll bring a breath of, you know, happiness or a joke to the huddle if we're down, and where I'm maybe a little more focused and maybe not in the greatest mood if we're losing a set or something like that. I don't know a good way to say that, but you know what I'm talking about, where she'll bring a little bit of lightness to it, and that helps the girls out a lot. And then even at the regional final, my daughter has stepped up into coaching now. She has coached our middle school 8th graders to some this fall, and she's actually going to coach for Medford Storm. So, having Cece on the bench with me is, I can't put into words what it means to have my daughter there with me. So it's really cool. I know her younger sister, Kyla, who was playing volleyball in college, wish she could be there, but it's always fun to have one of your own kids step into your shoes, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, Coach, we look forward to covering the contest tonight. Congrats to you and the team on another wonderful year. We're looking to go back to back to state and take it another game further this year, right?
Thanks, Joel. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, that's for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Appreciate the time. Have a great evening tonight. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Coach Mike Murphy, head coach of the Prentice Buccaneer, the Lady Bucks, they are going to be in Mercer tonight, and we will have the contest for you. Jeff Haken is going to be there.